Hey, today is 4:10. This is chart review time. Deerbrook, Deerbrook, Emergency Hospital. Date of visit 4/6/2023. Doctor Algilani. 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 First patient is DL, 26-year-old. Young lady comes in with congestion, earache, dizziness. Patient was treated with Toradol, Tylenol and Decadron in the emergency room. Swab test negative, diagnosed with otitis media, sinusitis, seasonal allergy. Treated with Keflex and Medrol dose pack. Patient felt like she received good care in the emergency room with staff and physician. Next patient is CH, 41-year-old male with a knot behind his right ear, consistent with the carbuncle versus abscess. Nothing needed to be drained. And he was placed on Bactrim DS. He says it's already doing better. He liked the doctor a lot. Next question is CR is an 18-year-old female with a possible sprained ankle while playing at school. X-ray is negative, treated with treated for sprain with Motrin. Instructions written out and well communicated with the patient by Dr. A. And patient was very happy and appreciative of the simple sprain care. Next patient is J.E., 13-year-old lady, female with headache, sore throat, cough, diagnosed with flu A, sent home with Zofran. Patient was happy with the care, but he says the doctor could have spent more time with us. But then when I asked her, did the doctor offer you Tamiflu? She said yes, but we declined. So they did have a conversation about Tamiflu as well in the emergency room. Child is doing better anyway. And overall, she was happy with the care. Next patient is KH, is an 11-year-old male with right leg pain, status post-fall, x-ray negative, diagnosed with sprain, sent home with Motrin. Mom was very happy with the care. Next patient is BJ, is a 65-year-old woman with wrist pain, history of hypertension, status post-fall, blood pressure elevated initially, refused Toradol, refused pain medication. In the ER, x-rays were negative, sent home with a sprain protocol. Her phone is not set up to receive messages. Next patient is LC, 6-year-old child, hit in the private area, diagnosed with growing strain, sent home with Motrin, vitals were stable, no one answered the phone. Next patient is KT, 40-year-old male with toothache, diagnosed with severe gingivitis, has already lost a few teeth due to it, treated with Amoxil, sent to the dentist. Patient was happy with the care received. He actually answered his phone. Next patient is AN, is a 33-year-old female with headache, hurting sinuses, chills, and fever. Given Vicodin in the ER, vitals were stable. Had been on Amoxil with no help. Headache continues. Was changed to Bactrim DS. Patient was happy with the care received. In big letters, consider steroids in face of sinusitis not responding to antibiotics and CT of the sinuses. Next patient is LJ, is a 57-year-old woman with right eye pain, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, diagnosed with conjunctivitis, treated with Ciprodex. She's already better, happy with the care. Next patient is TB, is a 25-year-old with chest pain, hard to breathe, CBC, chest x-ray, HCG, troponin, CMP, overall negative, diagnosed with anxiety disorder. No meds were given, but she was happy with the care. Next patient is L.A. He's a 72-year-old with leg pain. Had seen a primary care physician, treated with steroids. She also suffers from hypertension, DJD, coronary artery disease. Dr. Al-Gilani did a CT of the lumbar spine, diagnosed patient with spondylosis, arthropathy, treated with Motrin, 800 milligram, and Tordal in the emergency room. The CT was a nice added touch to find the cause of the pain as opposed to just treat symptomatically. Also, a patient appreciated the workup. Next patient is JB, is a 12-year-old with sore throat, diagnosed with strep pharyngitis, treated with Amoxil, already doing better. Next patient is AM, 2-year-old with rash on child's stomach, diagnosed with dermatitis, strep test was done, it was negative, sent home with lotrisone or lotions, no treatment otherwise. Next patient is KB. I'll come and talk to you. KB is a 23-month-old baby with vomiting, diarrhea, fever, vitals were stable, diagnosed with otitis media, pharyngitis, URI, treated with Amoxil. Mom appreciated the workup and the treatment. Child is doing better. Next patient is KB is a 3-year-old with diarrhea, vomiting, fever, vitals were stable, so swabs were negative, diagnosed with URI, treated with Amoxil. Family tells me he's doing better, and they were happy with the care. Next patient is OA, 59-year-old with anxiety, gum swelling, restlessness, cold feet, hands. Patient suffers from anxiety, RLS, diabetes, hypertension. Patient was presented sweating and very nervous. Diagnosed with psoriasis, anxiety, and dental abscess, treated with Amoxil. His H&H were 19 and 61. They were not addressed. Patient is obese, no non-smoker. Referred to PCP for further workup. Please consider writing the diagnosis for polycythemia and your plan of action for the patient. Since it's an abnormal test, it must be addressed. Last message for the patient to call back. Next patient is MI, is a 36-year-old male with headache, upper back pain, status post MVA, no loss of consciousness, vitals were stable. Diagnosed with mild sprain, given Tordal in the ER, Flexeril at home, no x-rays were done. Last message for patient to call me back. Please consider doing imaging studies on anyone with motor vehicle accidents, especially with neck pain. T-spine would have been in order. Next patient is CC. He's a 46-year-old woman with cough congestion. No past medical issues. Vital signs stable. Swab test negative. Diagnosed with pharyngitis. Treated with Bactrim. Next patient is James Quimby. Quimby, James, 64-year-old for COVID testing, because he's going out of the country. COVID test was negative. I called the patient, no one answered. Thank you.